Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, hey, what's up? Welcome to Side Hustle School. This is Chris Guillebeau. Today's episode is part of a feature we call Your First $1,000. It is, in fact, about how somebody made their first $1,000, how they went from idea to income, what were the practical steps, what did they learn along the way, different variations, different versions of telling the story. How, in fact, did they get to that point? Not the first $10,000 or $100,000, but that first $1,000. And then, of course, they often go much further, you know, from there. So with that in mind, today's feature comes from Allie, or Allison, an independent musician who earns passive income from Spotify. Did you know that you can get paid for uploading tracks to Spotify? We've had a few different stories about people making white noise tracks, sometimes comedy, other stuff. So in Allie's case, she does, let's see how she describes it, electronic ambient music. So I actually listen to a lot of that while I'm working. So maybe I have sent a couple pennies to Allie, not intentionally, but I'm happy for her to have it. Anyway, what about her first $1,000? How'd she make it happen? What'd it feel like? And what did she learn? So let's hear it from her. I'll come back at the end with a quick wrap-up.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is Allison, a musician who creates electronic ambient music. I've always been passionate about music, but it wasn't until recently that I learned how to turn this passion into a source of income. It started when I decided to upload my music on Spotify and focus specifically on keywords in playlists related to spas and yoga. To learn how it works, I spent hours researching keywords and playlists to target, and even more hours fine-tuning my music to fit the aesthetic of those specific genres. But I was determined to make it work, and eventually my hard work paid off. One day, I checked my Spotify account and saw that I had earned my first $1,000 in royalties. I was overjoyed and couldn't believe that my music was actually being listened to and appreciated by others. Artists don't earn very much per stream, so this validation meant that a lot of people were listening. Still, what I learned from this experience was that earning royalties from Spotify is not a one-time thing. It takes consistent effort and dedication to maintain and grow your income. So I made sure to stay on top of my keyword and playlist research, and I've continued to release new tracks on a regular basis. Another lesson I learned was the importance of networking and collaborating with other musicians. I reached out to other ambient electronic musicians and asked if they would be willing to collaborate on my track or playlist together. not only did this help me expand my audience and reach new listeners, but it also allowed me to gain valuable insights and advice from more experienced musicians. In one situation, I learned a trick for getting added to a popular playlist. It boosted my streams more than 20% that month. So to anyone else interested in earning royalties from Spotify, my advice is to be patient, persistent, and willing to put in the work. It won't happen overnight, but with some real effort and a lot of practice, you too can turn your passion for music into a source of income. As for me, I'm planning to continue releasing new music on Spotify and other platforms. I'm excited to see where my music takes me next. And I'm grateful for the opportunity to share my passion with others. Thanks, Chris. And best wishes to everyone else out there.
Allison, thanks for telling us about your first $1,000. Listeners, I hope you found it encouraging. Let's check out Allie's tracks as well. If you search for Allie Rose Yoga on Spotify, you should find it. If you've got a question or an update for us about your side hustle, sidehustleschool.com/questions. Today's notes, sidehustleschool.com/2256. Take care of yourself out there. We've got a new episode coming out tomorrow. A question about, what is it? An alternative energy car rental side hustle, EV car rental side hustle. Should be interesting. Of course, you can subscribe, listen wherever you get your podcasts. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.